Welcome to another episode of the Indiana Bible College Podcast, where we are biblically training tomorrow's leaders today. In this episode, Brother Caleb Tipsword preaches to us on this subject, the unopened gift. I really wish you could have been here in person to hear this message. Brother Caleb brought a Nerf gun into the chapel and used it during the latter part of his sermon to show how the devil attacks the children of God. And it was just really a neat idea. In any case, you aren't able to see it, but the most important thing is you can hear it. And we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, on to the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Amen. Why don't we give that to God this morning? Lord, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for everything that you do. To you be all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the student council as well for giving me this opportunity to speak, and Brother Galleon and Brother Rodenbush for both of you just pouring into my life on many occasions. Sometimes I wonder if they get tired of the same old situation, but God knows. My heart's kind of heavy today. It's not really something I would enjoy preaching to you guys. But we'll see how it goes. If you could just bow your heads and pray that God would anoint this vessel. God, we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. I pray, God, that you would reach down and anoint this vessel to preach your word, God. Lord, in a way, God, that you would speak to this people, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we love you, God. There is none like you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. If you could turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. I also want to give a thanks to Jessica. She's been a help and an encouragement a lot, especially this past couple weeks. Anyways, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 and 14 says this. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Everybody say, patiently endured. Patiently endured. So last summer I had the opportunity to work towards my school bill. I worked construction all summer long, and there was this one house that we were working on all summer long, and I hated it. We had to tear it. We completely gutted the house, but they didn't just have the paper insulation. They had the old blow-in insulation that got all over you. You couldn't just wrap it up in the paper. You had to scoop it up with scoop shovels, and you had to get into the insulation. It made you itchy. But in the walls and everywhere in that house, we found some pretty cool stuff, like an old songbook from the 40s or 50s. It was pretty neat to see the songbook. And then on the kitchen wall, there was an old can opener from the 50s. It mounted on the wall, and it had a magnet on it, and you'd put your can up there, and you'd hand crank it, and it'd just spin the can, and it cut it off. I actually took that home and cleaned it and gave it to my parents, and now it's hanging on the wall at home, and they use it. So it's kind of funny. But amongst the rubble and amongst all the ruin of that house that we were destroying, I found this old newspaper, and the title of it is the title of my sermon today. The headline on the front page says, The Unopened Gift. The Unopened Gift. It's about a young soldier at 19 years of age from Louisville, Illinois. It's about 20 minutes from where I live. And it talks about him in World War II, how that he would literally shake in the fear of going on a mission, or his hair at 19 years of age was turning gray. And he said in a letter that he wrote, "I am turning gray fast." And the next day after his family received that letter, they found that he was going on a mission over a certain area in Vienna, Austria, and his plane was shot down. On October 13th, 1944. On November 11th, he was declared missing in action. And in July 3rd of 1945, he was simply confirmed dead. In the meantime, his sister had sent a package in the mail to him. It said, "Don't peek until just December 25th. Obviously, it was a Christmas gift. But due to his death and due to him not coming home or not receiving the gift, it was sent back. It was sent back, and they found it in the rafters of a basement of an old house. And it remains unopened to this day, and nobody knows what's inside. I believe the article said they donated it to a museum. And there it lies, never to be opened, never to know what's inside. Just an unopened gift. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 say, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. For no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath called him to be a soldier." Now, I don't know about you, but we're all soldiers. Can you hear me that? This isn't our weapon, by the way. We're all soldiers. And the reality of it is we all have an enemy who is out to shoot down our plane. Brent, you're going to go home possibly and help out in your home church. What happens when the devil shoots you with a bullet of lust? Huh? Brett, Japan. How about some discouragement? The enemy's out for your soul. Austin. What happens when you offer a job that pays way more than your calling would pay? What happens when the enemy attacks your soul, Brent? What happens? Some youth pastor you'd be, Charlie, if you fell into some distractions and laziness and discouragement and entertainment of the world, and fear. See, we're all soldiers in an army, and we're all fighting, and we all have got the same enemy. The enemy of our souls is out to get our lives. And if we're not right with God, I'm not going to preach long today, I promise you that. He'll shoot our planes down. See, some of us in reality won't make it. Some in reality, that's the truth of things. Some of us will be shot down by different bullets of the enemy. Some of us will fall short of what God has called us to be. And the gift that He sent in the mail for our lives will remain unopened. And nobody's going to know what you could have done for God. Nobody. Nobody's going to know what gift has God given you. What gift has God given me? What gift? It's coming in the mail. We're at Bible college. We don't know what our lives are holding. We don't know what to expect. All we can do is keep fighting the good fight of faith. And we keep going forward. And we keep holding on to truth and holiness. And essentiality is still necessary. It's still essential to speak in tongues. It's still essential to hold a holy life and to live right. You see, God called you to do a certain thing. How dare we let the enemy distract us? How dare we let him put thoughts of laziness? Oh, I don't care. I'll put it off till tomorrow. And no doubt the enemy's fighting us right now in this very room. See, some of you maybe struggling with things in your life right now that don't need to be there. And right now that's playing through your mind. God is greater than that. He shed His blood for that. You don't need to go back. You don't need to go back to that. God is greater than anything that the devil can throw at your life. You see, you serve a God. And when you don't just do the required things like going to class, when you spend the time in prayer and Bible reading, God can anoint your life and God can take you further than you ever thought you could ever go. Patiently endure, he said. Abraham got it after that. He had patiently endured. You see, this life is going to be a fight to the end because the devil doesn't want you to win a soul. The devil doesn't want you to make it to heaven. That's the gift all humanity has in common, is a gift of eternal life that God wants to pour out His Spirit upon this earth. Some people will never know what it's like. Some people will never be able to open that gift if we don't open ours. God can deliver. And God can take control. So I wonder today, now I'm almost done. I wonder today, what gift has God given you? Are you going to keep just going along and letting the enemy beat you up? Are you going to claim hold of the authority that God has given you? Are you going to claim hold of the things that God has promised you? Are you going to live right? Are you going to give yourselves wholly to God? Completely. Now I'm closing. See, Satan's definitely attacking. They say we're the generation that revival's going to open up upon. And we're seeing it all over the world. Where's it at in our lives? The gift, it's in the mail. It's coming. God's got great things for your lives. God's got wonderful things, wonderful gifts that He wants to pour out upon us. But if we allow the enemy to shoot us down, those gifts will never be opened. They'll remain in some thought of somebody somewhere. I wonder. They'll remain in the thought of somebody who did make it. I wonder what their life could have been. Let it not be said of us 10 years from now that the people that I went to Bible college with, they didn't make it. I wonder what their gift would have been. I wonder what your gift is. I wonder what God wants to do in your lives. I wonder, will you live it? Will you allow God to unfold the things that He has in your life? I don't know what God's speaking to you guys, but I'm not giving up. I'm not going to allow the enemy to shoot my life down. Because God's promised some great things. If I'll just endure. Endure as a good soldier. Fight the good fight of faith. Continue on living for Jesus Christ. Following after His will and seeking His way for your life. What's the unopened gift that God wants to give you? What's in the mail for your life?